So the chairs decided to not let you go earlier. So I had the slides, and you see it said simple idle protocol, and since we have a protocol, it's a bit dated. But still, I was asked to present it because it might raise some questions and might be a bit of follow-up to the presentation done by Enrico. Let's go ahead, one slide. So why are we actually doing this? The idea was, okay, we have many departing points, like the original P4P protocol, Oracle, the current draft, Palo Alto, and a very old idea represented in San Francisco was the H1.2 protocol. But we didn't make it with our own draft for the deadlines, mainly for the reasons Sebastian was busy and I was out for some time. And the difference, the main difference between Salto, how it's called, is simple Alto, and the draft Palo Alto is the operational model between client and server. Next slide, please. The problem space is we have some orthogonal issues like map download versus Oracle query. If you provide prefixes or macros, which are called PIDs, so which is within the Alto client protocol or within the server. And our feeling was that the Alto protocol, as defined in the panel one, is probably exposing too much internal structure, like the PIDs, which is okay for the server, but we thought we don't need to bring them on the wire. And the separation between the network map and cross map is fine for the server and load reduction, but well, as said, it's maybe problematic if network step aren't as stable as assumed. So, and what we had was like saying the network maps may be too mandating too much the operator, so because the network must be stable.
Excuse me.
The questions, watch. Okay, let me go to the end and then I can ask it, please. Then the big question was, what I can answer is like, are those network maps really that static today still? And we stumbled about Cisco's ODAP, which actually, what I said before, is dynamically assign IP addresses within your network. IP prefixes, complete IP prefixes in network. Okay, let's go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand the assumption. Network maps assume static network. No, clearly not.
Why not? Because you do PID to prefix assignment?
No, I mean, I can tell you about implementations that do network maps without having any static.
Okay, but then you lose the advantage that you need to download the network map only every hour, every week?
No, this is an operation issue, but this is not the assumption. I mean, what you do with a network map, the frequency you want to access or download the network map, it's one thing. The network map, how it is derived from topology information, it's another point.
Yeah.
And you cannot assume static.
But that's, I thought, the key of the P4P protocol is saying the network map is assumed to be static so that you download huge data only once in a while.
No, it is assumed to be stable, which is different.
No, it's the map is the same. It's if it's word wording, it doesn't matter. The map you provide, it's the same to the client.
No. Static means that at some point you have to configure, you have to decide what you put in your map.
That's the server side.
Stable means that you do not assume that there will be a lot of variation or more than a certain number of variations. Now, a network maps that would be static, I would find it very painful for the service provider to deploy it.
You're dancing around words, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You're dancing around words. That's all. So the
no, no.
This was about what do you provide to the client?
Sorry?
What do you provide to the client? You provide a network map. And if it's now static or stable, I don't care. What you provide, the idea was that you provide a big set of data only once in a week or two to save load.
No, no. This is an option, but it's not an assumption.
So, but if it's not a base assumption, then we are screwed with the protocol, isn't it?
No, no.
Because we just lose all the advantages of that.
No, no. Maybe you should go ahead. Maybe I don't understand this assumption because it is not the assumption. You can have, if you want, a network map statically configured and delivered once every month to your client.
I go back after the session to the draft and find out the place where it's written the assumptions that it's delivered only in a much larger time scale than the cost maps. And that's declared as an advantage. Probably should also go back and read.
We've only got a couple of minutes, Savannah. Let's see the slides. And
okay, next one. So what our idea was, forget about the protocol parts, but the idea was going to the H1.2 idea, maybe to the next slide. That's like a repetition of the slides, that you have basically two hemispheres. One is you have the peer-to-peer users and the vendors. They don't like to disclose like IP addresses to the other server because they're afraid that some legal intercept can happen. But on the other side, there's the network operators, we call it H2, which say, we don't give you all information we have. We give you like a superset, so because of our privacy. Okay, go to the next one. And the basic communication model was that the client can actually send information to the server, which can be either full IP addresses, where you want to have guidance on full IP addresses, or you can send just prefixes like /24 or /16, and it's up to the client to decide how much he's going to reveal. And the server works actually out his preference by using the client's info and saying, oh, well, this is working that way, and comes back either with a one-to-one answer saying, well, we have asked for /24, you get a /24 guidance. He comes back with like, well, you know, you shouldn't be using /24 information, I don't tell you. And come back with /16. Or you come back with like multiple /24 answers. So it's like degree of freedom on how you answer there. Next slide. 1 minute. Okay, that's a protocol example, which probably can just skip, but you can see it's like also HTTP case. And the idea is you ask for like different prefixes, and you get a reply back which says like P1 is actually star is P1,
Martin.
P2 associated cost
Martin.
1. So you get like, it's aggregated. But it
Martin.
Aggregated.
Probably at this point, it would be most interesting to hear from authors of the proposal we hunt for, if there is common ground, how do you see this model fitting with theirs?
I mean,
if you have any clue or...
Yeah, sure.
I mean, okay, thanks, Richard.
So, Richard Lini from Yale, can you give me a feeling for how a ISP might configure their Alto server to handle a system like this?
Well,
to me, at least currently, it seems a little bit, it seems like, can you go back to the previous slide, I think? So basically, you say the server replies with some specific guidance, and they have a number of options for how to respond.
Right. But there's no difference compared to your proposal. The provider says, so you have those prefixes, and you group them according costs. So, and what
right.
you do, you assign a PID for that, but we say we don't care about PIDs. We
right.
just say, and...
But this is, so if I ask, so for example, I say I want a guidance for a /24. What
right.
the server replies to me is a parameter of the level of detail which I asked at, right?
Right.
So is the Alto server statically configured saying I'm always going to reply with /16s? I'm always going to, or is this a param something like?
Well, you have some sort of, let's say, one thing is you can do it statically, but you can also do it like dynamically, maybe based on policies. And for instance, we have an implementation where the server tries to find if you asked for a /32, you most likely get back a /24 when this is like one space with a single cost associated. And it's not that statically configured. Basically, what we have like a data set saying we use those subnets and they have those costs associated. And the rest is done automatically. It's prefix matching.
So Martin, we got to go. We're keeping people from the lunch
here.
But please do feel free to continue discussing this in the room, even if most of us are sensibly going off to get a bite.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. We'll continue this on